Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. The live Friday night edition on Free Talk Live. And this is, you know, this is the show where you can call in and talk about anything you want to talk about. It's interactive that way. The website's interactive, too. Go check out freetalklive.com. You can load stories or blog posts or pictures or whatever you want to upload there. I guess it's actually linking, not uploading. I'm not 100% sure about this whole internet thing. I think it's a fad anyway. Go check it out at freetalklive.com. Let's go directly to Craig in Florida. Craig?
Hey, hi guys. How you doing this afternoon?
All's well.
Hey, listen, I was listening to a talk show today, and they were saying that Romney had three deferments to keep himself from going to Vietnam. Is that true?
How would I know? No idea.
Okay. Well, I heard that today. I said, well,
okay.
Just we need another Dick Cheney in office. And I see Wall Street, the crooks on Wall Street are all behind Romney. The Wall Street gave him their endorsement.
I'm sure. At this point, they're going to want a guy who's going to manipulate the marketplace in their favor, and Romney's certainly going to be willing to play ball. He played ball with them in Massachusetts. He's going to play ball with them in the presidency.
So that should be very telling in itself. You got all these crooks and shysters on Wall Street, and who they're backing? Romney. I mean, that's very telling in itself.
Yeah, I can't disagree.
I had Mark Levin on for 2 seconds. That's about all I could take of him. And he was saying, I detest Ron Paul. He can't stand the guy. And I'm like, you know, you got the news media, the so-called liberal news media out there who can't stand Ron Paul. You have Wall Street that doesn't want anything. The crooks on Wall Street, let me say that again. The crooks on Wall Street can't stand Ron Paul. All the shysters are against Ron Paul, so that tells me that's the guy I should be voting for.
I can see why it's that case, but these shysters tend to make the narrative, as it were, and it seems like elections are less about the will of people and more about a sort of study in human reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Interaction and things like that, and most people seem to not want to vote for the candidate they may think is the best candidate because they don't think that he can win.
Yeah, they keep throwing that out there all the time, and I'm saying, you know, I'm tired of that.
Right, Ron Paul can win if people vote for him.
Yeah, that mind control thing. Well, he can't win because of this or because of that. Baloney. Ron Paul can win if everybody decides to get behind this guy.
And one thing's for certain is, Rick Perry and Michelle Bachmann, who are parroting some of Ron Paul's lines.
Oh, yeah, I've heard it, yep.
They're not telling the truth. So,
no.
You know, I think that the American people are going to get what they've always wanted to get all along. You can see, because they've always gotten it, is, you know, some guy who's going to tell them lies, or some gal, it doesn't really matter, some individual who will tell them lies.
And a pretty face.
Yep, and they can, you know, they can, oh, good, some lies to listen to. That's what we expect from our politicians. We hate them. They tell lies.
Well, you know, if you go back to Ron Paul 20 years ago and listen to everything he said since then, nothing's changed. It's consistent.
Some of the things have changed over time. He's not he's softened his line on gays. There was a time in 20 years ago when he was associated to some extent with people who had less than savory opinions regarding people of certain ethnicities. So he has divested himself of that rhetoric and gotten away from those people. He didn't say those things himself, by the way, but he's gotten away from people that are saying that rhetoric. I guess that's a good thing, and I'm willing to forgive. No doubt, but it's an ugly smear.
If you go on the internet and look up all the flip flops on Romney, it's
sure.
Enough to make your hair stand on end.
Absolutely.
You think Ron Paul is going to make use of the internet and whatnot, like Obama did? Remember, he did a lot.
I trust the people. Ron Paul's the people that support Ron Paul. Ron Paul's supporters far more than I trust Ron Paul's campaign. I don't know what they're going to do. Maybe they're going to do a lot better than they did in 2008. I certainly hope so. Ron Paul to win, no doubt about it. But
Is there anybody in his campaign that is trying to undermine him? You know.
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not into his campaign. I just think that you know, that the normal way that a campaign would be run is going to have to be different than how Ron Paul's campaign is going to be run, because Ron Paul isn't a normal candidate. And so they, you know, they're going to have to think outside the box. They're going to have to do things differently. And they did things wrong the last time, in my opinion, and I don't know if they're going to do it better this time. I sincerely hope they do. Maybe they've got some better folks in there. I know nothing about his campaign. I know that his supporters support him because they believe they know that he's a guy that has been consistent all along. He has the messages of peace, freedom, and personal responsibility nailed down, and you know, that's the reason they want him. I love the fact that he's getting all kinds of good results in these polls. I hope that speaks well of how he's going to do. I don't know.
How are we making out on the I just turned you on a little bit ago. How are we making out with the Gibson guitar issue?
I've actually got somebody looking into it, maybe able to get somebody from Gibson on to talk about it. But
I hope you can get the CEO on there.
I can see they're a little upset.
Who's upset?
It's Gibson.
Well, yeah, I guess I would be too, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
They confiscated a lot of the wood, and now has this slowed down their business any?
Once again, I don't know. I mean, it's got to be very difficult when they confiscate your raw materials. It's going to affect your business down the line. They probably have plenty of guitars made at this point, but it's going to affect what they're making into the future. What they're probably going to do is drive them offshore.
Yeah, well, that's probably what they're. And I heard there was a statement made by one of the agents saying that we can make this all go away if you go offshore.
Isn't that great?
Is that true? Is that true? That statement was said.
I just sit here and do a little radio show, man.
Yeah,
I wouldn't propose to tell you.
Yeah, that's what I heard. There was something that was said to that extent that you guys go offshore and all your trouble will go away. So, you know, here we are complaining about no jobs, and here the government is trying to put extra people out of work. It just blows my mind. It really
does.
But we've become a police state.
It doesn't seem like it's going to turn around anytime soon, does it?
No, I don't think it is. And now they're talking about, I think a couple of municipalities are already doing it. Now they're conditioning you to be, they're going to be started putting drones all over the place, flying all over for your so-called protection.
Some of those drones are helicopter drones that are going to be armed with either tasers or bullets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what, for American cities?
But they won't be up in the sky. These would be helicopter drones that police would use in certain instances.
Then we escalate it later on till it would be permanently over your house, right?
Indeed.
Right.
That's how it goes.
I'll tell you. All right, guys. Keep up the good work. Enjoy your show.
Thanks, Greg.
Bye.
855-450-3733. Jason, you're one of the non-voting crowd. What do you think when people talk about Ron Paul and his campaign and getting excited about it and stuff like that? Because, I mean, it seems to be a lot of people are all a Twitter about it.
Okay, well, I guess probably most people have opinions on Ron Paul, and including myself, but I don't know if we want a libertarian, quote-unquote, to hold the bag as the nation fails. And the nation is certainly failing, and so, you know, Obama's elected, you know, hey, our first black president. So you don't want him to hold the bag, but if a libertarian's in power and the country goes to a heck, then you can blame it all on his laissez-faire policies, and that we need more state. We need more government involvement.
Ron Paul's really not going to have much power in the area of economics. I mean, he'll get to point. I think he gets to appoint the Fed chairman to some extent. I don't know. I mean, as I understand it, the only power Ron Paul would have would be over sort of foreign policy. That's what the presidency really is about, is foreign policy. And, you know, they, of course, have all those advisors. That's why people who are governors who have known nothing about foreign policy, you know, say, I can handle this. Well, yeah, that's because somebody who calls themselves an expert says they can handle it. And he might be able to pardon some, you know, nonviolent drug offenders. But that's really it. He wouldn't be able to change the economic situation, I don't think, too much.
I don't know. I don't know why anybody would want that job, including Ron Paul. It seems thankless.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Incentives matter. Professor Angela Dills explains that incentives help economists predict individual behavior. What's difficult is determining all the ways that a policy affects people's incentives and changes people's behavior. A good economist looks at not only the obvious incentives created by a policy, but also the less obvious effects. This really gives you a clear picture on the unintended consequences that result every time a monopolistic government organization decides to pass down some arbitrary edict. It's a great video. And actually, Angela Dills is pretty nice on the eyes, too. You can go check out this video and many more at learnliberty.org/FTL. I picked these out myself because I think that they lay a foundation for people to understand the ideas of liberty. Learnliberty.org/FTL. Check out the Liberty Academy link on the right-hand side. It is a course for people who want free online continuing education, economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. Learnliberty.org/FTL. This is Mark.
And Jason.
Let's go to this Live Friday edition of Free Talk Live. Let's go to Steve calling from Washington. Steve.
Why, hello.
How's it going?
Hey, it's going pretty well. You know, you mentioned the Ron Paul racist newsletters. I mean, that was the big issue in the last election. It hasn't really materialized so much this election.
Yep, for whatever reason.
But I guarantee it will if Ron Paul is the Republican nominee against Obama.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee it will.
Yes, for sure. I just wanted to say that I was born in Florida, in a rural part of Florida, so it wasn't Disneyland or Miami. And my family...
Not by Rayford or something?
It's actually west of Orlando. It's the town has now actually been absorbed by Orlando, so it's part of Orlando. But when I was growing up, we were about probably a good 20 or 30-minute drive from Orlando.
Okay.
Anyway, my family was from Georgia, and my family in the mid-1800s, they owned more slaves than any other family in Georgia except for one. They owned over 300 slaves. Yeah, and they were absolutely impoverished by the Civil War. So you can imagine what sort of racial attitudes I was brought up to believe. And what I'm trying to say in a roundabout way is that I was essentially brought up to be a racist, and in fact probably would have openly considered myself at least subtly racist until I was in my late teens. I wasn't anything like KKK or anything like that, but I was more like sort of an Archie Bunker, you know, where
mm-hmm.
I tried to be more humorous about it, but certainly underneath there was at least a feeling that I was superior to people of different colors. I'm a little bit nervous. I'm never nervous when I call up, but I'm nervous talking about this because sort of like feeling.
You're really laying your soul out here, and
exactly.
I can appreciate it. I've got to say that, you know, just briefly, I've got to say it's not like I've never had these ideas myself, you know,
uh-huh.
and I think a lot of people have struggled through them, and that's all that one can ask is that one, you know, start looking at information and come to the conclusions
mm-hmm.
that people are equal, or at least people have rights. I guess is that all people have the same rights. I don't know that people are necessarily equal. Go on.
Right. And what happened was when I got to be about 20, 21 or so, I was in a band. I used to work in bands, and I was in a band, and we hired a new bass player, and he was half black.
Okay.
And he had friends who were black, and I started becoming friends with some of his friends, and I would always say, oh, yeah, he's my black friend, or I would think it, you know, oh, he's
right.
my black friend. And then at some point, they stopped being my black friend and just started being my friends, and I realized, you know, I never did hate black people, but I couldn't bring myself to even think that I was in any sense above them, you know, or superior to them. And I have family that are still extremely racist.
Yeah, it's really tough to hang out with, you know, with you know, people you like that happen to be of a different color and
yeah.
still hold on to racist ideas. Somehow some
right.
people can still do it. It's amazing, but, you know, it makes it a lot harder.
I find it hard to
right,
hang out with.
For sure.
I find it hard to hang out with racists because if they say something racist, I would have to always correct them because I would feel very uneasy with a racist comment being made and me not being one of the people to speak out. Do you guys feel the same
yeah.
way?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm sometimes ashamed that I don't, you know, at times, there are times that I have, and there are times that I have not. And
yes.
It brings upon me a deep feeling of shame when I don't address those issues or I skirt it. Sometimes I'll skirt it, you know, and like say something that's like half, you know, halfway addressing it and not fully addressing it. And I don't know what the best way to handle it, because I don't know that straight on confrontation is always the best way to handle these things. I don't know that. And I'm interested in talking about what the best ways to handle these issues, but it makes me feel deeply ashamed when I don't say something.
I absolutely feel the exact same way. In fact, you're the first person I've ever met that said exactly what I've been thinking all these years. Now, as it stands right now, I have a friend. I've had this good friend named Trey, who's a very large black bodybuilder guy. And we were eating together. I was eating at work, and he came in. And they had watermelon, and he's a bodybuilder. He's always looking for a low glycemic carbohydrate, and there was watermelon there. And I said, hey, Trey, there's watermelon over there. If you want some, it's real good. And then it occurred to me, you know, somebody in the area probably thought that was some kind of racist thing. And then I told him later that I thought that. He kind of chuckled, and I said, you know what, Trey? I want to live in a world where a white man can offer a black man a piece of watermelon and not have it be perceived as being racist.
Indeed. You know, something similar happened to me. We were watching a video game, and my best friend is half black, like your friend was. And they, in the video game, it was supposed to be very realistic. It's gang violence, and they referred to one gang was white English guys, and the other gang was black Jamaican English guys or something like that. And they referred to the other gang as a bunch of gorillas or monkeys or baboons or something like that. And I'm like completely floored. Like, I feel terrible about this. And, you know, my friend just kind of chuckles it off like it's nothing. So, it's interesting.
Well,
so where were you going with this, Steve?
So the whole bottom line is that let's say that the worst case scenario about Ron Paul, bringing it back to Ron Paul, let's say the worst case scenario was true, and in fact he was racist, and that he had heartily approved of the verbiage in those infamous newsletters.
Right.
He's clearly, in my view, not racist now. In fact, the president of the NAACP said he's known Ron Paul for 22 years and doesn't believe that he's racist. That's good enough for me.
Yeah, this could be handled relatively quickly. There certainly will be some of this stuff come out when the time comes, if Ron Paul is the nominee. But this is going to be handled very easily. If the Ron Paul campaign puts out a commercial where Ron Paul is kissing a black baby right there in the face, that handles that issue.
My bottom line is that I can forgive the guy. If the worst case is true, I can forgive him.
Yeah, and we don't even know what the case is, but I agree with you. I can certainly forgive that. Not that my forgiveness really means much to people. Steve, thanks for the call.
Right.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought a woman with me. No woman would be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm eating the shade.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to live
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, SACL toll-free call-in line on Free Talk Live's Live Friday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Jason.
You know that cigarettes could likely kill you. You've probably been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try. It's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will already, by switching to the e-cigarette, save about $120 a month. So you'll start being richer, feeling better, and smelling better immediately. How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. And remember that this vaporizer from Vaporsmiths is one of the premier best-made vaporizers available in the market. And you'll get free shipping. Since the order is $60 or more, it's actually $69, I believe, or $69.99 or something like that. Get the 40 cartomizers, get the free starter kit. Buy the 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Get the free starter kit, get free shipping at Vaporsmiths.com. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Let's go to Kevin in Indianapolis. Kevin.
Hey, I want to bring this show down and talk about derivatives.
Derivatives? Great. Okay, I don't know that much about them.
Well, I can give you my little bit of knowledge, and that's, of course, that's dangerous, but we can get into it a little bit here. And tied in today with Freddie and the other loan company from the government.
Fannie Mae,
thank you. I had a little mind block there. They're going after the banks, of course, that put out the derivatives. And the other, and there's a movie called Inside Job that explains everything. I've watched it like 15 times, and every time you watch it, you learn something.
You're not obsessed.
Well, it's awesome, though. It's awesome. I mean, okay. It really is. It explains everything that happened. In fact, I had a loan, a bank loan, that was fraudulent. And it, luckily for me, there was a flood in my area. The home was destroyed, and my home was paid off, and I didn't have to go through all that. But my home was absolutely overvalued. It was fraudulent. I received all this money. It was so easy to get the money. And it all started with the derivatives because what happened was Bank A would sell. And then it all started with deregulation. And I know you guys are in favor of deregulation. But in this case, with deregulation, It's what opened the tsunami of, and has ruined our economy to the tune of the $600 trillion.
Right. It's a dangerous term because if you it depends on who you allow to deregulate. By deregulation, I mean that no man should have control over another man's existence. Whereas what these people mean is let's get rid of the whatever laws might prevent us from acting in felonious and evil ways.
It's such a confusing system because you started the conversation by talking about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which were created by the government. So you would think if the government created them, then they would regulate them fully, right? I mean, what kind of regulation are you talking about?
Well, here's what happened. The government is relying on all these financial experts, and then they instead of it where you go to your local bank, they give you the loan, and in 30 years you pay it off, and they it's their money they're investing. And so they're going to say they're going to scrutinize you and make sure you're credit worthy. Well, Bank A sold the loan or gave you the loan, then they sold it to Bank B, who sold it to Bank C, who sold it to Bank B, D. But all the time, AIG is selling them insurance. If the loan fails, everybody gets paid off. So it was a huge Ponzi scheme, and then everybody at the top of all these companies, Learman, all of them, Gold Sachman, et cetera, they were the ones that were in the government then making all the money. In fact, the one guy who was in charge of everything at the end had been promoted by Bush one, by Bush two, and his dad put a law through that if he sold all his stock, which he did, $450 million, he wouldn't have to pay any tax and he saved $50 million. And he's the guy at the end that is also telling AIG they're going to get dollar for dollar. So it was the fox guarding the hen house. And it was just a nightmare, and everybody gets paid off, and finally it all collapsed, and the government comes in and bails them all out.
So what's the name of this movie again?
Inside Job, and narrated by Matt Damon. It starts off in Iceland. It goes from the micro, and it shows how Iceland was a beautiful country. They got sucked up in all this and borrowed $200 billion, which was 10 times their net worth,
right,
and ruined their country. And it goes from that into the, and it gets, I mean, it's 2 hours and it moves and it's unbelievable. It explains it all. And then you've got the congressman from New York, Bernie. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah,
name.
Yeah. Bernie Frank.
Frank,
right?
I'm sorry.
Yes. And he's like, well, what about these guys? Did they ever tell you they were sorry that they did this? And he says, I don't hear confessions.
What do you he needs to confess. He was in charge of the Senate committees.
Yeah,
he is totally
committee.
Culpable. He's in a relationship. He's in a relationship with somebody that works at Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac in a high-level position. I mean, and he was telling people, just before the collapse happened, the bubble burst, that, oh, no, the markets are fine. He gets a lot of blame. Bush gets a lot of blame because he was campaigning.
Yeah, it's the government that did this.
He was campaigning for all the home loans. You know, look how great it is. So many people are owning their own homes in America and totally talking it up. And, you know, people thought that there was no way they could lose money on their homes, and a lot of people did and are.
And you know what they said about Poor's and all the companies that raided everybody? This goes back now to the deficit problem we've been having. They said in the movie, and all the experts from all these companies, the rating companies said, oh, well, that's just our opinion. It doesn't really mean anything. Well, if it doesn't really mean anything, why do we care whether your rate is triple A or triple double B or whatever?
Well,
it's just amazing.
Yeah, they have a reputation that they need to maintain with predicting things well. And so if they don't make good predictions and economic models, then they're not in business anymore. At least they shouldn't be.
Kevin, thanks for the call. Let's go to Frank in New York. Frank?
Good evening. Yeah, I wanted to say that two things. Well, with Ron Paul, I mean, he's always been a straight arrow. And even, before he was in medical school, when he was working on his family's dairy farm in Butler, Pennsylvania, he was had friends that were black. He had, friends of all in the community up there. That was at the time a very rural area. And he's a 33rd degree Mason, and you can't get up that high if you're prejudiced. I mean, you have to know. I mean, you understand that everyone is a child of the Creator, and everyone has value, and that's why it's sort of ridiculous, making racist claims, against Ron Paul. I mean, you have to admit my critique of Ron Paul is for all his years in Congress, he authored, you know, very little legislation.
Why would he write it, though? He's not going to get any of it passed.
Is,
I mean,
the point
don't...
is, in our system, you know, you write legislation because that contains the regulations. And in a sense, you know, he's a very good and a very articulate spokesperson for the, you know, common man.
Well,
and
let me just jump in.
Congress. We don't have that in Congress. I mean, he's essential. And I think, you know, people have to dismiss, you know, these character attacks on him. I mean, one thing about him, he's a straight shooter and, you know, he's articulate and he's smart. And that's more than most of the members of Congress.
Okay, but then why in a newsletter that had his name on it, why would he publish remarks that seem pretty clearly racist if he's such an articulate spokesperson, a good politician.
What's interesting with Ron Paul, you don't know. I mean, there's a thing called the Daily Paul that 90% of the people think that's Ron Paul's website, but it isn't. And I think you're going to have to find out who actually did this. Is it a smear thing? Is it really a Ron Paul thing?
It was his newsletter.
Well, he claimed to have not.
Anyone can do a newsletter. I'm sorry, anyone today with the internet can do a newsletter and, you know, put things in it or
He produced it. It had his name on it, and he wrote in it.
It was certainly his newsletter, but, you know, I can totally imagine what he says is true, that he didn't look at it, and he has apologized for the content, and for me, that's good enough.
We'll have to read more about it. We'll have to actually read the articles and look at it
and do that.
And, you know, it's not uncommon. Let's be honest. I mean, one thing about Ron Paul, he's a challenge to the corporate banking financial status elite, and that's why they're afraid of him, especially with his, you know, audit the Fed and, you know, the different things he's been involved with. So it wouldn't surprise me if maybe there's someone in one of his organizations that's sort of like, you know, what Donald Segretti would say, you know, during the Nixon White House thing. You know, you go in there and you rat F the thing, and basically they're in there to sort of like sabotage and do a little bit of dirty tricks, I think Nixon called it.
You know? I suppose. 855-450-FREE.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Might be able to slip your call in. Let's go to Ryan in Texas. Ryan?
Hello, guys. How are y'all?
All's well.
Hey.
I really enjoy your show. Listen to it all the time. However, tonight, Mr. WikiLeaks was not in that firefight, and I don't really, really understand, you know, these people are not like us. They're going to wake up to death.
Which people?
They're going to chain themselves to death. I've seen it too many times.
Which people are you referring to?
Which people aren't like us?
I'm sorry?
Which people are not like us?
The enemy. Whenever we fight somebody.
Okay, but let's recap about
what... Isn't the enemy who the government tells you it is?
Negative, sir. It's the guy that's pointing the gun at you.
Why do you suppose people in Iraq were pointing guns at people from the United States?
Well, let's recap about...
I'm not a politician.
Let's recap.
I'll tell you because the United States was in their freaking country. What would you be doing with a gun if you saw a red Chinese taking over your country?
And we can have this conversation.
What would you be
doing? I am a Marine.
What would you be doing? You're a Marine now?
Retired. Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Okay. What would you do with a fully automatic weapon you had if there were Chi-Coms in the streets of the United States taking over the country?
First of all, in our arsenal, soldiers do not carry fully automatic weapons. They carry three-round burst. Then you have your guy that's on your MADUs or your BAR, you know, and they're fully automatic. Okay?
The average
Marine, the average soldier is that we're not walking around with automatic weapons.
I guess
weapons.
You win. It's completely justifiable.
Yeah,
let's shoot the camel jockeys.
I don't think we need to talk about the minutia. What we need to talk about is
control your emotions and don't put words in them.
There are people being shot and killed, and you don't want me to be emotional about it? Five kids under the age of five were shot with wearing handcuffs, and you don't want me to be... Wait just a second. I'm addressing what you said.
Emotion, sir.
Wait 1 second, and I will tell you, there were five kids handcuffed and shot in the head by United States military personnel, and you don't want me to be emotional.
Were you there?
Look, wait, that's what the investigation says.
Give me some kind of justification.
Does it matter? Under what conditions does a five-year-old with handcuffs on be shot in the head, sir?
I was there. That didn't happen.
Look, the kids were found with handcuffs on, with bullets in their heads, in a burned-out house.
When the Gomer comes in there, they
what was the town?
Find this stuff.
What was the town?
They put handcuffs. They put handcuffs on these people.
What was the town?
This kind of, sir.
What was the name of the town that this occurred in?
Sir. That's,
yes.
Some of that stuff's still classified.
It was in the article that I read, and you aren't saying it because you weren't really there.
Sir, I've been to Mogadishu. I went to...
The article wasn't about Mogadishu.
I realize that.
Okay.
But, hey, look, we're on the same team here.
If you're on the team that shoots kids in the head who are handcuffed, you're not on the same team with me.
Yeah, that's not my team. I want to make that clear.
The United States military is not my team.
Back up. Okay?
Excuse me?
Control your emotions and let's finish this conversation.
Okay, let's do it.
Here's the deal. I agree with just about everything you say. But
I know.
When you blanket the statement that moms and dads, when you send your kids to the armed services, that something happens to their minds, yeah. See, the Air Force, you know, you gain a career, learn something. The Navy, you learn a trade. The Army, well, you're an army of one. You build personal development. But the reason you sign up to go to the Marine Corps is because you know that there is something much greater than you'll ever know.
What is it?
It's something in your soul, something in your body that tells you that somebody has to guard the people in this country.
By shooting children in the head.
Sir, that didn't happen.
It did happen. I mean,
Marines,
there's evidence here.
What
about the video that was plain as day that launched the WikiLeaks? That's how WikiLeaks became on everybody's radar, and it was the helicopter shooting into a minivan full of people.
Killed a seven-year-old kid there.
Yeah, that did happen, so do you have any opinion on that?
No, I'm not privy to that.
It's called collateral murder. You can look it up online. It's very easy to see it. It's really shocking, especially if you get to see the whole thing. You can see the U.S. military man holding the body of the dying child in his arms. It's really shocking stuff. Ryan, thanks for the call.
Things happen.
That's U.S.
happen.
Foreign policy. That's their slogan.
Right.
Things happen.
You know, and I understand. If I were in those situations, I might be shooting back at somebody who was shooting at me, but that doesn't make going over there okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to Benjamin in California. Benjamin?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Ben.
I thought I'd pass along something that I found really handy. If you're an activist out there and you're ever found in a position or you think you're going to be in a position where your phone might be taken from you as evidence or whatever is made up, if you get Google Voice or use Google Voice, it can make it so that not having your phone is much easier to deal with.
I saw you post about that on Facebook, and I think that's a nice answer. I use Google Voice for everything right now anyway. I could just go to a web browser and check my messages if my phone had been confiscated.
Or you can route your phone calls to another thing. So, for instance, if I lose my cell phone, I still get my calls on my home phone.
Right. And because I was thinking about it, you know, dealing without my cell phone, because somebody was saying, well, why don't you just get a new cell phone? And I thought to myself, that's a lot of hassle, and plus I'm still getting my calls, and I'm still getting my messages. It's been difficult, and you know, obviously having a cell phone and having it mobile is nice.
What do you think about giving one of the largest corporations in the world your control of, you know, this valuable information about you, this valuable and personal information about yourself?
You know, I'm not really freaked out that much by Google. As far as I'm concerned, they just gather so much information that I feel like, you know, you get lost in the mix. And so it's just going to be some kind of, you know, computer program, you know, searching through stuff for keywords to give you better advertising.
There was an incident where Google showed the Center for Disease Control that they could predict a flu outbreak before anybody else could. And they were successful in doing so. I don't know in what strange way they went about doing this, but they did it. And so, you know, to me, and they also worked with the Chinese government at the same time. And I find these things disturbing. I generally feel like you do, that it's not that big of a deal, but I find them disturbing.
Well, obviously they have the potential for, you know, great harm or whatever. But at the moment, I don't see that as a big deal. And if I don't want something to be known about me. I don't put it anywhere near an electronic device or, don't communicate it over anything except, word mouth to mouth,
To put your social security number on the internet at all.
Right. So I thought about this and I thought to myself, activists should definitely have Google Voice because it can prevent a lot of hassle in the future for you.
Gotcha. Ben, thanks for the call. Jason, we're talking to the Marine there, and he suggested that I was wrong in saying that parents, if you send your kids off to war, that something's going to happen to them and to their minds. And what it draws up in my mind is the situation where more military personnel are killed from suicide than they are from battlefield deaths. Mm-hmm. And to me, what that says is that absolutely something's going on in their mind, whether it's PTSD. I'm no psychiatrist. I'm not going to tell you whether it's PTSD or not. I do know that they deal with a great deal of that. And that is what this generation of military people are going to deal with. They're not going to deal with the deaths, the pointless deaths that so many generations have dealt with. They're going to deal with the blown off body parts and the minds that are, damaged by the things that they've seen. The idea that, that for whatever reason, this person, these people were being Marines, means that they would never, kill this family in, Ishaki was where this actually was. That's why I asked that gentleman. He said it's classified. This is, it's not classified if it's in the raw story, or if it was, it's no longer classified. It's out there in the, it's in the news environment. It may be classified, but it's in the news environment. So, it doesn't say anywhere in here that these Marines, they say that they're soldiers, and soldiers to me generally means army, but, that would be just the inter-military rivalry where, they always say, well, that group, they're not as good.
Well, we talked about it earlier in the show, and we had one person call in try to justify why it was okay to shoot children who were handcuffed.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
Jason.
Get family-friendly fun at wallet-friendly prices with Nintendo Selects, popular Nintendo Wii games for only $19.99 MSRP. Explore the universe in Super Mario Galaxy. Flip into a new dimension in Super Paper Mario. Battle it out on the field in Mario Strikers Charged. Or step into the ring and punch out. All Nintendo Selects games are available now for only $19.99 MSRP each. With Nintendo Selects, there's fun for everyone. Rated E to E10+.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.